This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
He is Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm sad that you guys have to deal with the Orioles, but I'm glad to be back on with you. How you doing?
We will be at Pickles tonight, me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix. And you know, as long as the McAlters are flowing, I don't care if they lose 100-0. You know, anyway, I'm just joking. 99-0, I'll accept. Ardarius Washington, injury, unfortunately, Vinny and I were saying it's like Tavon Young 2.0. But Ardarius Washington, we know, looks like he's going to be done for at least most of the season. They drafted Starks. We know about Kyle Hamilton. Is there enough in-house to replace him, or is this going to be addressed outside the organization?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have to go outside the organization. You know, you got some money back from the Tyus Bowser situation. You've got some money back from the Justin Tucker release. So why not, you know, spend a little freely? Obviously, I don't know what the market is for someone like a Justin Simmons at this point. I also don't know whether Justin Simmons at this point, 2024 Eddie Jackson, that is going to be a determination the Ravens are going to have to make with great caution because of just how spectacularly their investments in Marcus Williams and Eddie Jackson went last year. But listen, I think safety is a position where, you know, if you do the right scouting, you do the right teaching, I think that's going to be a big deal with Chuck Pagano back in Baltimore. Like, you can get by with a relatively bargain price. So I think it's important that they find someone else to be that third safety, because I think the most important aim for this Ravens defense should be to get, you know, Kyle Hamilton back closer to the line of scrimmage. I think that should be, you know, mission one, objective one for this entire offseason. And obviously the AD injury kind of sets back those goals, sets back those aims. So I do think that they probably will be aggressive and, you know, looking to get a guy in before training camp, maybe even before minicamp, because I do think that even though, you know, Ardarius isn't a special athlete, he did a lot for this defense that was really important.
Jonas, I hope and I think they give TJ Tampa a shot, just because I think the position's going to be like a nickel-type position, and I think TJ Tampa is perfect for that. I thought he was a lot like TJ. I thought TJ was a lot like Cooper DeJean. You know, so the biggest thing that TJ Tampa, as we saw when we were at camp, you know, was the catch up speed and stuff. But I think, you know, he's got ball skills, he'll tackle, he's got better length. I just hope they give Tampa a shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously much more depth there now. I don't know if it's quality depth with Longerbeam and Kone coming in. So we'll see. I'm actually just reminded of how seamlessly someone who's kind of similarly sized, Darryl Worley, making that transition from cornerback to safety. And, you know, he was another guy who unfortunately had some injuries, but he made a really easy transition from an outside corner to a guy who could play deep safety. And I think do a pretty good job of it. Like, the Ravens didn't ask him to play a whole lot, and they might not ask this third safety to play a whole lot depending on their personnel and stuff. But I do think obviously there is a highly translatable skill set from cornerback to safety, as long as you've got the intelligence, as long as you've got that football IQ. So, all the smoke coming out of Baltimore, was it the Ravens still feel like TJ Tampa could be a good outside cornerback? I think obviously that's probably a higher value position if he hits than deep safety. Mm-hmm. But maybe just the necessity of this offseason kind of, compels them to throw him back there.
Now, Jonas, what'd you think of the Derrick Henry contract?
I thought it was pretty bang on, for what the experts thought. I think Joel Corey called it exactly in his CBS column a couple months ago. I think he had like 2 years, $30 million, and this came in at 2 years, $30 million. So he may not be here in 2027, depending on what the team salary cap situation is and what his own situation is. But it's clear that they are, in love with this guy. It's clear that they think he can do a lot for this offense to lift it. You look at just some of the metrics for him from last year. I think only one running back had more runs of 20 plus miles per hour than Derrick Henry, and that was Saquon Barkley. And obviously a big function of that is playing with Lamar Jackson, but Derrick Henry will tell you like there's no better kind of PED than playing next to Lamar Jackson. So, obviously the cliff for running backs is there. It's something that, we can't pretend like it's not. Even someone like Derrick Henry, I think, is eventually going to show some signs of wear and tear. I believe only, he's going to turn 31, I think, this winter. And I believe there are only three running backs since 2010 who've gone for more than 1,000 rushing yards in a season, and one of them was Frank Gore, who did it twice. And none of them came close to the kind of production that Derrick Henry did last year. So it's going to be really interesting. But, at this point, you're trusting the Ravens that they know what this guy's medical, future looks like, and you trust that Derrick Henry is going to, put himself in a position to succeed unlike anyone else in this league.
Hey, Jonas, is Linderbaum next? Kyle Hamilton, Travis Jones, who's next?
I think it would have to be Lamar. I think he's the big Jenga piece in all this, but among the smaller end guys, I think someone like Tyler Linderbaum makes a lot of sense. I think someone like Travis Jones makes a lot of sense, especially if you're kind of buying low. I think with Travis, his first half of last year before he got that ankle injury was a lot more impressive than the second half of last year, and you need some stability. I think Brody is under contract for another year beyond this year, but you still need some reassurance that, just in case Travis Jones blows up this year, you have some stability up there. You're not going to have to be spending day one and day two picks to furnish that defensive line. So I think there are a lot of guys who are in play. You could maybe see the Ravens kind of jumping on Charlie Kohler the way that they jumped on Nick Boyle back in the day when he was really, an emerging young blocking tight end. So, one of the challenges of this Ravens offseason for Eric DaCosta is he has a lot of guys who he could pay early. But I think until he figures out what exactly Lamar is going to count against the cap these next couple of years, it kind of makes some of this business pretty tough to figure out.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, we're about 2 weeks away from OTAs. What's happening on the website right now?
Yeah, obviously got the Preakness coming up. I just wrote for all the lax bros out there, I just wrote a Maryland lacrosse story that went up an hour ago or so. So if you like Eric Spanos and the story of how an eighth grade committed to Maryland and somehow ended up there and actually ended up being a good player, that is the story for you. But obviously we're in a bit of a lull right now, so don't expect a whole lot of Ravens content, but there sure will be a lot of hand-wringing about the Orioles on the BaltimoreBanner.com.
Yeah, it'll be happening as soon as we go to a break, as a matter of fact. Jonas Schaefer, enjoy the Preakness, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys.
Look Jonas Schaefer, buddy. Yeah, and NCAA lacrosse, Maryland women lost last week. Maryland men, John Tillman, by the way, got a contract extension, head coach for the Terps. We'll come back. It's the whip around. Capitals, great regular season, far exceeding expectations, but expectations change when you have a great regular season. Now the postseason becomes disappointing. We'll elaborate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Next whip.
Vinny and Haney's whip around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's the whip around here on this Total Request featured artist Friday is chosen during Total Request Thursday. It is bad company, baby. Well, the Orioles, I mean, every loss just kind of runs together. Not to rag on them too much. Ripping it with Ryan coming up at noon. I'm sure we'll start digging in a little bit more. NBA last night, Denver, they beat the Thunder 119-107. The Joker 29-14-8. Jamal Murray wasn't feeling good, but he dropped 25. Christian Braun had 23-11 as the Nuggets stay alive. Now we got the all-important deciding Game 7 coming up on Sunday at 3:30. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 32. Lead the way for OKC. Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland, 2 points, a board, and an assist. Tonight, Celtics at the Knicks. Knicks up 3-2. Got to close it out, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you lose going back to Boston?
All the pressure will be on New York.
Yes.
All of it. But you don't close it out, then you're choking again. And then Boston's got a little more mojo rolling in front of their home crowd. I think New York finishes the Celtics tonight, but you never know. But Game 6 tonight, Boston and New York. Preakness is tomorrow. Journalism is the favorite, 8-5. River Thames coming in at, 9-2. And then Sandman. Enter Sandman, the 7-horse at 4-1. If River Thames was from Fells Point, he'd be the River Thames. But he's not. But journalism favorite, 150th running of the Preakness Stakes. And yes, post time for Black Eyed Susan Day coming up in about 7 minutes out there at Old Hilltop. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Capitals taking on the Hurricanes. Backs against the wall. Carolina coming in up 3-1 in a tense game. In the final 2 minutes, things got away from the home team.
Shestakov, 2 minutes remaining. Shestakov with top angle. He scores! The Carolina Hurricanes take the lead with a minute, 59 seconds remaining as Svechnikov beats Thompson.
Kenny Albert on the call, TNT.
Yeah, Thompson sucked. I mean, he gave Bob in the first period when Carolina scored. The Caps had all the pressure on. They're getting opportunities. Chikrin's hitting a post, you know, and then they come down. And from the side, it was a crap shot. You know, and Logan Thompson gave up two bad goals. Otherwise, the Caps win 1-0. I thought the Caps, that was the best game they played. You know, they looked like the Caps. And Carolina had 24 block shots, which stopped a lot of shots, which frustrated Ovi quite a bit. They changed up the lines quite a bit to try to get some more speed out there. And the Caps, Chychrun and Protas were the two stars for the Caps. They played well. Chychrun was outstanding, I thought. And he's one of the guys that hit the post. But, Bob, how about right at the end of the second period, Carolina hit the post and went dang, hit both posts and went out with less than 5 seconds in the period, which would have been a killer. But the Caps, Bob, they had 19 shots. 19 shots. I mean, and that's Carolina only had 21. I mean, they had 5 shots in the first, 4 in the second. So, I mean, they were not getting shots on net. That was the biggest problem, and that's what we talked about yesterday was they need to get shots, and they didn't. And they played well. I thought, and Logan Thompson killed them. You know, Anderson played great for Carolina, and now Carolina's moving on, and the Caps are going home.
Obi apparently will come back season.
Yeah, he's got a year left on his contract, Bob.
Okay.
Likes that lettuce.
He's going to pull a little Jimmy Butler here?
Well, yeah. Well,
force an extension?
No, from what I was told was he wants to play next year, and then he wants to go to the KHL and finish.
Oh. So he's got one more in D.C., basically.
That's what it sounded, yeah.
Now, are they put together to make another run next year?
Yeah.
Or is this lightning in a bottle?
No,
season for the Cap.
The thing about it, Bob, is and what a lot of NHL teams are doing now because, you know, people were talking about, oh, they need to rebuild. They kind of retooled. You know, they basically changed 5 of their 6 defensemen, added a couple forwards. You know, so they did a retool on the move, and they kept a lot of guys, and they went from, you know, getting beat 4 straight in the playoffs last year to, you know, finishing second. So, I mean, a lot of NHL teams now, they're talking about, well, we got to do the Caps model because, you know, you're not tearing the whole thing down. You're tearing a few pieces out.
Yeah, Caps done in 5. Carolina advances. They'll play the winner of Toronto and the Panthers. That game coming up tonight in Florida. Panthers up 3-2. Last night, Winnipeg beat Dallas 4-0, so they stay alive. Stars still up 3-2 in that series.
Bob, we talked about it yesterday. Hellebuck. The goalie.
Yeah. You know, at home, he's the man.
At home, he's MVP. You know, he gets a shutout. On the road, he's 0-10. 0-10.
So he's Superman at home, Clark Kent on the road.
Yes. Yeah.
And Lois Lane at.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's like they have a whiteout when they play in Winnipeg. It's pretty cool watching it because it's loud and it's all white, you know. So Winnipeg, they were great. We'll see now. I mean, now they got to go to Dallas on the road. And you know it's going to be in Hellebuck's head.
It's Vinny at 81057, the fan. It's the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's May 16th, this day in Orioles history. In Seattle, Lenny Webster went yard, drove in 3. Robbie Alomar had 2 ribbies. Mike Bordick, that's right. Bordy was 2-for-3 with a ribby. Scott Erickson got the win. 7-1 on the season. He didn't even make the All-Star team. Whatever. But the Orioles get the win. Wire-to-wire, Orioles 97. 2012 in 15 innings. Bird stunned the Royals. Wilson Benamede hit a homer in the 9th. And then Adam Jones hit the game winner in the 15th. Kevin Gragnolan got the win. He had the spectacles. Jim Johnson, he picked up his 13th save of the year. And then 2 years ago, Oriole Park Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Angels 7-3. Ryan O'Hearn, Ryan Mountcastle went deep. Dean Kramer improved his record to 5-1 as the Orioles, who would win 101 games that season, which seems like only yesterday, 7-3. This year's team seems like it will never end, and it's only May the 16th. Nothing like a little 3-game sweep against the Nats to hit you on the road to Milwaukee and Boston. Right, everybody? We'll talk about that more when we start ripping it with Ryan Ripken at noon. But coming up next, Keith Cavanaugh. TerrapinTimes.com. There's a new day, and a new AD, University of Maryland. Who the hell is he? Talk about what's going on down in College Park, and pretty big news as there's a new athletic director. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back Keith Cavanaugh. Keith, first of all, good morning. Happy Preakness weekend. And tell us about the new Maryland athletic director and how it all came about.
Yeah, speaking of some Fridays, I think I got dissed last Friday, but I did go on Saturday with Mike Popovic, where we spent about 20 minutes.
What the hell
talking.
You whining about that?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to have to renegotiate my contract here. But we broke out that day that, hey, the direction of Maryland is going to the CEO, finance, NIL, fundraiser, hard stop. That's the new wave, obviously, in AD hires. I'd say 70% of business guys who come in and do AD roles for a first time after 2 or 3 years, they get buyer's remorse because they can't make snap, quick decisions. But I will caveat this by saying Smith did time at OSU. You know, Gene Smith obviously helping him. So he has been in the Big Ten. He has been in the college ranks as associate AD. So, you know, the other fellows, you know, we're talking about 2 weeks ago, more business corporates who had never been on a college campus but were just going to come in and be fundraiser deluxe. Those guys tend to flame out. But they wanted to go out of the box, obviously an NIL age now, an unorthodox type hire. But this guy is rooted in the Big Ten, Ohio State, Major League Soccer. The Braves had a strategy. So he might as well be coming in here with a sticky on his forehead saying, fundraiser, deluxe, hard stop, because that's going to be his role. The trick is his support staff. How are they going to manage the teams, the coaches, the practices, the road trips? Dealing with having to go through the bureaucracy at Maryland where you can't make a decision on a dime, but you got to go through protocols and guardrails and wait 2 weeks to make a hire because the job has to be posted and so forth and so on. But it's a bold, new, fresh approach many colleges are doing. The business people I talk to are very high on him as a businessman, but he's going to come in, shake things up on the NIL front and be a fundraiser and get after it. And obviously that's everything all about the game now.
Keith, I would say, you know, to me, that job's all about, like you said, fundraising and then how you fixing the football, how you putting butts in the stands in the football program.
Yeah. So I like the direction of men's hoops. Yes. Women's hoops just had a great portal class. Obviously, lacrosse, hopefully, will be back at Memorial Day in Foxborough at the Final Four. Big game with Princeton down in Navy tomorrow as a number two seed. Facilities are fine. But booster giving, Terrapin Club numbers, season ticket of football, all pathetic, all need a kick in the pants. Marketing, promotion, NIL, you know, the conventional private collectives all ended this summer in June. So a lot of the private collectives for NIL will no longer exist. Obviously, you have the revenue share from the universities, but you can have, you know, the one Maryland collective under the University of Maryland umbrella group to raise money. So football will be the final piece, how they're going to figure that out. You know, this is probably make or break fall for Locksley. Most pundits have him winning three or four games, you know, bottom two or three of the league in the early predictions. And got to get fannies back in the seats. Got to get people re-engaged with that program. But basketball just got their 11th pickup this week. You know, Colin Metcalf, the Northeastern center, 6'9", a yeoman big who'll be a nice second big for them. He averaged like 5'5" and 3" at Northeastern. They still need another guard or two. They'll probably cap it at 13 scholarship guys. They've spent about $8 million. They probably have $1 million left to go. So I like the new era here, the new direction for men's hoops. All the other sports are on cruise control. The new basketball facility will open in June. The folks will start moving in there, and it'll be running and operating fully in August. So things are coming together, and this fellow has a good pedigree. I will tell you this. For the last 5 years, he's been in the mix for AD jobs and has not gotten them, okay? So now maybe 5 years ago, it wasn't as so prevalent. The NIL world as it is now. So I have good expectations for him. I think the presser announcement, press conference on campus will be either next Wednesday or Thursday before the holiday. That's what it's sounding like. So a lot of people are jacked up right now, and this was a direction they wanted to go. The other fellows we spoke about a month ago, several were called by the headhunters with turnkey, but they wanted finance, CEO, NIL, business, all the way.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Correct me if I'm wrong, though, Keith. Maryland plays Georgetown Sunday, not Princeton.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, Princeton. So appalled by me.
Yeah, Princeton plays old Syracuse there. All right, real quick.
Yeah, both of them, unfortunately, are red hot right now, so my bad, yeah.
It's all good. I mean, that's what you get. You get a week off and you get rusty. I understand.
Yeah, let me have another Mountain Dew today.
Anyway, Derek Queen, I saw he was working out with Juan Dixon at the combine there. What's the hubbub you're hearing about him? Mock drafts, having gone 8-11. Yeah. Looks like he's definitely going to be a lottery pick. Hey, the Wizards have the 6th pick. I mean, that kind of sounds like that could be a match made in heaven, if you know where I'm
going. Yeah, last one I saw had him 14th to the Spurs. Yeah, and thanks for dissing me on that lacrosse stuff. Jeez,
well, I just wanted to make sure we get the proper information out to the people.
Hey, at least I had the right venue at Navy, so fans wouldn't go to the wrong place. But anyhow, my gut is he'll be 10 to 12. You know, maybe 13. I thought 14 was a bit of a stretch. I know we're splitting hairs here, but the way he finished the season, how cerebral and creative and eyes on the back of his head he is, how he can get the rebound and lead the break and pass, you know, no-look pass. You know, the sky's the limit for him. So maybe 10 to 13 at worst. I just can't imagine he'll be still around at 14. That's the last mock I saw.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Preakness Saturday. Hey, maybe enjoy your Black-Eyed Susan Friday.
Yeah, but real quickly for Vinny, the one good addition this past week for football is they got a kicker finally, Sean O'Hare from Richmond, who's from Ireland, Bobby O'Haney.
Yes.
He, 6'1", 180, went 12 for 12 field goals, 9 of 9. Extra points in only five games at Richmond, and their kicker Jack Housley just left last month. So Sean O'Hare saves the day as kicker. He had one from 50 and two from 47, so that's good for Terps special teams. And Vinny loves Terps football, so there we go.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
All right, see you guys. Take
care.
Keith.
There's Keith. Boy, was he offended by us not getting him on last week or what?
he had to go.
He
on
told
with
me
COVID.
He was on a fishing trip, by the way.
Yeah. So yeah. Don't try to flip that on us, Cavanaugh. We'll come back Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Then we're ripping it with Ryan. Get back to the Orioles. We'll land base them. If you're on the phones, we'll get you at 12. Who am I to criticize? Vinny, you're off all next week. You're about to leave here in a couple of minutes. So give everyone an idea of what you want to, if you want to, what you're doing.
I'm going to Hawaii, leaving Sunday. Becky has a foot and ankle orthopedic, some kind of convention she's speaking at. And so I get to tag along.
There you go.
Yeah, so we'll be there Sunday through Friday and then taking the red eye back or what, you know. So, yeah, so I'll be in Hawaii for a few days and enjoying Hawaii.
Man, just stay away from that tiki dog. Got the Brady Bunch and all sorts of problems way back when.
How long of a flight is that?
We got to go out of Philly. We're going Philly to Phoenix. Phoenix to Hawaii, then coming back, Nolan, we leave Hawaii Friday afternoon, go to L.A., take the red eye from L.A. home. It's 6 hours behind us, right? 6 hours time difference. Yes, it's like, hours behind us. Yeah.
Man, be jet lag coming back.
It'd be cool if Hawaii was like 2 hours from here.
Yeah,
we'd all be there. What's on your mind, Nolan McGraw?
Well, not much. I mean, we just fire Brandon Hyde. No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't think you are. Right, go ahead.
I need it for the bet, if anything. I need it for personal gain on this show.
And you both. Right.
New to the program.
Forget the team.
I predicted, and I stand by it, that both Hyde and Elias will be in Sarasota as employees of the Orioles next February. I think they've built up enough equity, Hyde especially, because he seems to be the one on the chopping block in the eyes of many. They'll both be back next year, but the seat will be hot.
Right. Now, in season, I could see a scenario where we get through the season and both are still there, but the off season, different story.
Hmm.
So, I mean, we got two layers to this to get through.
Okay. So,
and we only need the one.
Oh, all right.
Elias is off the table. I mean, obviously, he's not getting fired midseason.
No.
Because the person that would replace him would be, I don't know, probably Sig or someone that's already here.
Well, Adam Jones is an assistant to Mike Elias. Jonesy.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but that's not like a typical executive.
Right. He's kind of a novice at, you know, being a front office type. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
The only thing
are the Orioles in the standings.
The only thing I could see, Bob, is they do like Texas did, you know. And maybe they bring in the hitting coach, like a former Oriole guy that's a hitting, you know, kind of thing. Something like that. That's the only thing I could see.
I mean, then you're like cutting bait after 3 months.
Yeah, but
after
I mean,
you got
it's not
rid of
working
fully and Fuller and Bolger, what the year, whatever his name was, they're both gone. So year after they were like one of the most explosive offensive teams in baseball.
But even hitting and pitching coaches or bullpen coaches, whatever it is that succeed, there's so much turnover all the time. I mean, it's like every year those change. Good teams, bad teams, they just play musical chairs. So.
And it's like a different title. It's not even like you're not really like Texas fired their offensive coordinator.
I was like Texas did.
Yeah, and Brett Boone had some managerial experience at a lower level of the minors. He was doing a podcast when they hired him.
Right. And nobody thought that was going to happen. Well, and then here there you go. So, well, I mean, nothing's impossible in terms of hitting.
You're right. Well, how about, Bob, if – do like the Ravens did. You know, you're not firing anybody. You're just bringing in somebody to kind of oversee that area of hitting.
Or, hey, let's get Zaney and the players play better. How about that?
That'd be good, too.
How about first and second, nobody out? Tyler O'Neill gets a double.
And two striking runs out.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that there's mixed messages somewhere, which you raised the point, I think it was last week, and it was really good memory of what happened when they switched to the Elias regime, that one of his main goals was to have continuity from A-ball all the way up to the majors. Same message throughout the whole process. But just watching this team, it just strikes me, again, I don't know this for fact, but there's something, some sort of difference between the minors and the majors now.
Well, I think it was Jim Hunter, or might have been Bordy, might have been Ryan, somebody else. The first wave of the young guys, the Gunners, the Adleys, the Graysons, helped them win divisions. That second wave, the Jacksons, the Kerstads, the Mayos, have been slow to maybe keep that. Westberg was part of that first wave. Keep that momentum rolling. The next wave of the top farm system in baseball has not done as well as that first wave did.
Yeah.
And the Pied Piper of the first wave, Adley, is now one of the worst offensive performers on the team. He's a below average offensive performer and has been going back to the second half of last season, even though he says he wasn't hurt.
Right.
I probably was this year, though. I don't know what the excuse, because he had a great spring.
Yeah.
Had opening day. Him and O'Neill are like Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig on opening day. The other games, not so much. All right, Vinny, have a safe trip.
Thank you.
You and Dr. Serrato, enjoy Hawaii there. Nolan, you and I will be back in a couple of minutes. We're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken, that is. We'll get back to your phone calls. If you want to fire people, we'll listen to what you have to say. I just think the roster is what it is, and I don't care who you bring in. It's not going to change anything until the players start playing better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.